Father, as always, I thank you for the power that is in the word of God. It's like a hammer. It can break through many things. The word of God is also powerful. It's alive. It's quick and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of even soul and spirit. Goes even to the bones and the marrows. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I thank you, Lord, because the entrance of your word brings light. And let that light shine in our hearts this day. Give us revelation knowledge and bring understanding to the simple. Give the Lord the praise this morning in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Praise God. Well, let's go. You know, we are going to walk on some stones of fire. Hallelujah. We are going to put the devil in his place. But listen to the word of God that we have for you today. Today, prophetic 6:13. Hallelujah. I actually was going to do, why am I so excited? I am excited. Well, I'm always excited around the word of God. But I was especially excited because I was going to do something different today. And I had a different title even posted yesterday until early this morning. And Holy Ghost said, you're not doing that one today. You know, and he gave this. So I know there is something that the Lord is, you heard me say, something that the Lord is cooking. And when it's ready, he's going to serve it. And it's happening today. Hallelujah. Just now, it's happening. So you're not here by coincidence. Oh, no. The Bible says, you know, blessed is the man whom thou choosest, according to Psalm 65 and verse 4, and causes to approach unto you. God chose you. Caused you to come on in here today. Even Jesus himself said, look, you have not chosen me. But I have chosen you, you know, so, you know, you may think, well, I just decided to come on in here. No, you may have decided, but God dropped it in your heart to come on in here because he's got a word for you. Prophetic 6:13. What does that mean? Well, today is the 13th day of the sixth month. So that's where the 6:13 comes from. But I thought, what in the world? Is that when the Holy Spirit said it, and then he gave me the scripture, and he never fails. So right there. So we're going to kick this off and start here with the book of Esther, chapter 6 and verse 13. Praise God. I love you, Holy Spirit. I just love you. Praise God. Esther, chapter 6 and verse 13. I'm going to tell you this story, which you know, and, you know, but this is a story of Haman, you know, trying to destroy not only Mordecai, but all the Jews, just because when he was promoted, Mordecai would not do obeisance unto him, and Mordecai would not bow down to him, because the Jews, they don't bow down to anybody other than God, and so Mordecai wouldn't do it. And so this man was furious because everybody else, you know, did obeisance to him. They bowed the knee to him, but not Mordecai. I said, I'm not going to do it. So this man was furious and he was angry. And his friends and his wife, they spurred him on. You know, who is this man? They said, he's just a man. You know, get rid of him. Not only him, but all his tribe. Get rid of them and show them something. So this man, he began to plot all kinds of things. And he even got the king to make letters, you know, for him. And instructions that on such a day, they would destroy not only Mordecai, but all the Jews everywhere. You know, they would destroy them. Well, the Lord had something different in mind. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord always has an answer, you know, for him. Well, God was going to turn the tables. And the way the Lord would do it was Sunday, one particular day, someday, the king could not sleep. The angel of the Lord troubled the king, so he couldn't sleep. This is how God works, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord troubled him, so he couldn't sleep. So when he couldn't sleep, he said, oh, all right, bring me the Chronicles. Yeah, I got to read something here. And the Lord began to direct. He didn't know it, that it was the Lord directing him. But that's what God does. You know, God was directing him to go read some Chronicles and different things, reports. And as he was reading, he found a place where Mordecai had certified the king twice, you know, of, you know, assassination attempts against him, and delivered him that way, you know, and two times, you know, people were plotting against the king. And so the man said, wow, who is this Mordecai that did this thing? You know, and it was found that the thing was true. You know, the reports that he brought of the plots they planned against the king was actually true. And they were able to get rid of those would-be assassins. So the king asked his chamberlains and everybody around him, was there anything done for this Mordecai that did this thing to preserve the life of the king? And he said, no. And he said, why not? I said, well, we don't know. King said, all right, well, you know, I'm going to do something about that right now. Glory to God. And God began to make, and I call these divine appointments. God began to set things in motion. And at that very moment, Haman comes into the court, you know, to ask the king something else to do even more against the Jews. You know, hang every one of them on gallows that he had prepared and everything. And so at the very moment that he comes in, God orchestrating it, the king says, who is in the court? You know, and the chamberlain said, well, it's Mordecai. I say, ah, Mordecai, come, come. Because Mordecai was a favored man at the time. So the king says to me, listen, if the king delights to promote somebody and bless him, what should the king do? Tell me. I need your advice. So the man, thinking in his heart, who else will the king promote? Now, I'm already favored. It's got to be me. So he piles on, and he didn't even say just one thing. Because he's thinking it's for himself. See, this is how God turns the tables. He's thinking it's for himself. So he piles on all of the great things the king should do. Let the king take off his robe, which he used to wear. Let him put it on this man. Let the king take off his, give him his chariot, which he used to ride. Let the king take off the ring off his hand, you know, and so forth. Let the king put his staff in his hand. Let the king proclaim throughout the land that this man is the man. And he said, and the king said, is that a fact? He said, yes. He said, okay, fine. You go do it. Hallelujah. And you are going to do that to Mordecai. Glory to God. This is how God sets a table before you in the presence of your enemies and makes your enemy to serve you on that table. Hallelujah. And Mordecai was the one, recipient of all of these blessings, but he came at the mouth of his would-be destroyer. His would-be destiny destroyer was the very one that pronounced all of the blessings upon him. And so the man bowed his head, Haman bowed his head in shame, because now, with his own mouth, he has pronounced all the blessings that should come upon Mordecai, because it was for his own, for himself. He had to go to Mordecai. He carried the king's robe. He got the king's ring. He got the king's chariot. He got the king's entourage, and he put Mordecai in it, and he announced by his own mouth, let everyone bow the knee to Mordecai. And he was the first, hallelujah, to bow the knee to Mordecai. And then other things begin to happen. So finally, he goes home. He goes home to his friends. You know, he begins to tell, his head is buried in shame. He's already prepared 50 gallows or more where he's going to hang Mordecai and a lot of Jews and everything. And, you know, so he goes to his friends and his wife, you know, the people that had been spurring him on to do this great or plan this great plot. So that's the background to the story. Well, ladies and gentlemen, That story is not finished yet. Well, let's see the rest of the story. So he goes, goes home, and this Mordecai went, back to the king's gate. He's now promoted. My goodness. Mordecai himself, Haman himself went back to his home in shame. Let's pick this story up now in Esther chapter 6, verse 12. But verse 13 is where we're going. So Mordecai came again to the king's gate. After that, Haman had brought him on horseback throughout the streets and had proclaimed to the man that all knees should be bowed and that he is the man. After he had done all of that, then Haman hasted to his house mourning and having his head covered in shame. Hallelujah. And Haman told Zeresh's wife and his friends everything that had befallen him. Now listen to this, why this is so prophetic in Esther 6:13. And today being 6:13, listen to this prophetic declaration for you. Then said the wise man, all his friends, and Zeresh his wife unto him, if Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, glory to God, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but shalt surely fall before him. They told him. They declared it, and it is prophetic. And let me declare it to you today, because Holy Ghost said declare it. So let me declare it to you, prophetic 6:13. Now, if you be the child of God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The enemy shall not exact upon you. Thank you, Jesus. He can't do it too. The book of Psalms 89, the Lord told us that the enemy will never exact against you. And, even if he began to exact against you, on this day he shall begin to fall. And he said, well, if this man be of the Jews that you are planning against, before whom you have now begun to fall, it is evident that you cannot and you shall not prevail against him. Woo-hoo! And you shall fall before him. Thank you, Jesus. So, ladies and gentlemen, the enemy shall not exact upon you. Psalms 89 and verse 20. The enemy shall not exact upon you. And the enemy that was trying to exact upon you, it may be in the form of sickness. Now, I'm not talking about a human enemy now, because people are always talking about human enemies. I don't have time for that. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Yes, there are human enemies. That's true. But there are forces that are behind them. In fact, a human enemy can't even prevail against you. But there are some forces that enter into these people and even situations around. It may not even be a human being. It may be illness. It may be whatever it is. And it may even be people too. The enemy can get inside of them. And they may target you. They may hate you. And we have no business hating anybody. Jesus warned us about that. Do not hate your enemies. They used to do that in the Old Testament and in the olden days, but we are in the kingdom now. Jesus told them, kingdom rules. You love your enemies. You don't hate them. You love them. And you pray for them. All those that despitefully use you, pray for them. Hallelujah. But we are talking about spiritual wickedness in high places. We're talking about, principalities and powers. We're talking about the rulers of the darkness of this world. We're talking about things that come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Steal your joy, kill your dreams, destroy your life. That's the enemy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that more abundantly. According to the words of John chapter 10 and verse 10. So the enemy, that may have been, whatever it is, the enemy come against you in some area of your life, holding back something that God already gave you. But the enemy is holding it back. And the Lord said to me today, prophetic 6:13, on this day, this 6 month and this 13th day, according to Esther 6:13, if you are the child of God, now the enemy shall begin to fall before you on this day. Hallelujah. Now, so I want you to mark this day, you know, because it's a strange day. It's not even the beginning of the month. It's not even the end of the month. It's not the beginning of the year. It's not any significant day, if you might call it that. I mean, these are not even significant numbers necessarily, you know, but Holy Ghost called for it and brought the scripture point blank. And so let me read to you, you know, this story in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 5. Hallelujah. And this is how you know that the enemy is falling before you. Glory to God. Not only did God say it in this story that we just read, well, let's show you something else that we prove it to. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 5, you know, so there is a story here, and I will just read it to you. This is Philistines versus the people of the Lord. Now, these Philistines, they had gone and they took the ark of God. So let's read it. 1 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 1. And the Philistines took the ark of God. Now you don't put your hand on the ark of God in those days, but they did. Because the people, you know, they were not exactly living right before the Lord. The Israelites and the Jews, they were not entirely living right. So God gave them up, you know, before their enemies many times. But look, God may give up his children, you know, for whatever reason. But God said to Abraham many, many years in Genesis 15, I mean, when God was talking to him, he said, look, know of a surety that your seed, at that time, Abraham didn't even have a child. Your seed will go down to a land that is not theirs. It will flourish there, but after a while, they will be tormented for many years. You know, 400 years, actually, and a little more. You know, and they will be tormented. They will be enslaved. They will be in bondage to that nation. And afterwards, I will bring them down with a high hand, and I will deal with that nation. That's right. You know, so don't mess with God's people. You know, God will deal with them. Afterwards, I'll bring them out, and I will deal with that nation. And of course, he did. So let's look at these Philistines, took it upon themselves. They captured the ark of God. And remember that Eli, in his days, you know, he was not teaching his children to follow the Lord. And they were just doing anything they wanted, profaning the temple of God. And so forth. Well, and the prophecy said, Ichabod, the glory of God had departed. So the glory of God departed, you know, and Philistines came, they captured the ark. Of course, when Eli heard of these things, he just fell over and died. You know, now, they captured the ark, and they brought it from Ebenezer, which was where the ark was at the time, unto Ashdod. And when the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon, or Dagon. It's almost like dragon if you put another R in there. You know, they brought it in the house of Dagon, and they set it by Dagon. Now, when they of Ashdod rose up early in the morning, behold, Dagon, or Dagon, whatever you want to call it, was falling upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord. Glory to God. You know, and they took Dagon and set him up in his place again. Because he was falling before the ark, you know. And they set him up again. And when they arose up on the second morning again, behold, this time around, you know, not only was he falling to the ground once again before the ark of the Lord, but the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off from the threshold, and only the stump of Dagon was left on him. Oh, glory to God. God cut off his head, God cut off his arms, cut off, you know, his legs, left only this stump, which is like the torso, for you to finish off the work. Glory to God. Stop him down and finish him off. You know, take no prisoners. The Lord's God, the devil beat down in front of you. You finish him off. Hallelujah. You know, finish him off. And so Dagon was falling, you know, before the ark of the Lord. And let me proclaim it to this house today. Prophetic 6:13. Dagon is falling before the ark. Prophetic 6:13. Haman is falling before Mordecai and the people of God. And if this Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, against whom now and before whom now you began to fall, you will not and you shall not prevail against him, but you will surely fall. They said it to him, they prophesied it against him, and it came to pass that he surely fell. And the end of the story was the very gallows that he had built, because God orchestrated and finished that story. You know, you know, the one day that he came and he found out that his life was finished, and the king began to say, who in the world, when Esther told the king, who in the world is going to do this thing to your people? You know, and then the king was furious. He left, and this man got up, you know, to beg for his life. And when, I mean, Esther went into the room, she followed, I mean, he followed her to beg for his life. He fell down on the bed begging. I mean, he was kneeling down on the bed, you know, begging and so forth. And then the king came in and said, wow, you will force my wife in my own house on my own bed? Woo-hoo! Glory to God. And the king was wrath. Didn't matter what letters that, you know, Haman had gotten him to write before. That singular act that this man saw, king saw this man in his bedroom with his wife. Even though that's not the reason he went there. He went there to beg for his life. God turned that tables. Glory to God. The prophecy came upon him. You know, yeah, you know, and the very gallows that he had built, not only did he begin to fall, he actually fell. And all these planners, his whole house, everything he had, his children, everything, they were hung. And the Jews turned, the king turned the commandment, gave the Jews, you know, the pen in their own hand. He said, write your own decree now. And anybody that has gone against you, trying to destroy you, you know, you take up arms, you have the backing of the king, and you go through the land and you defend yourselves and slay them. Appoint a day that you go and slay them even before they try to slay you. God turned the tables. And my goodness, he began with the pronunciation in 6:13. That this man, Mordecai, if he be of the seed of the Jews, before whom you have begun to fall, you will not prevail against him, but you will surely fall before him. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not sure what your Haman is. I am not sure or don't know necessarily what that Dagon is that is, you know, attacking your life from whatever angle, but he will fall before the ark of the Lord. And Haman will fall. Just like Haman fell before Mordecai in this chapter 6:13, it was declared, I declare unto you. That's why we call it prophetic 6:13. Mark this day down. Glory to God. Because on this day, the devil begins to fall. The thing that has prevented you from emerging, You know, there is the one thing that is plaguing you also, that ails you. You know, everybody has, you know, the place where the shoe hurts, as the people say. Well, yours may be illness, maybe sickness. I mean, yours may be, you'll be believing God for a child, you'll be believing God for a job, or, you know, I mean, it just be, you've been pummeled down. You know, you're looking for, you know, God to raise you up. You're believing God for a husband. You're believing God for a wife. You may be whatever it is. And this is not just something that you are desiring. This is something that the devil is blocking and plotting against you that it will not happen. And the devil is saying, aha, aha, you know, and the very mouth that said, aha, aha, glory to God. The Bible says every mouth will see it. A glory of the Lord will be revealed in your life and everyone shall see it. And congratulations shall be your portion for you, for your children, and for your grandchildren. Hallelujah. Now, I am going to pray over this room right now because of the, urgency of this word that the Lord put into my mouth today. So actually, I was going to do something else along the lines of wisdom, because I wanted to bring the series again. But today, the Lord said no. Prophetic 6:13. And when I said, what's that? And it took me to this verse. And my goodness, you know, I see that, yes, Holy Ghost, you called it. You called this one. Now, if you believe the Lord spoke to you this morning, I want you to rejoice. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, and I declare also unto you that the word of the Lord shall not return void, but it will accomplish the thing whereunto it is sent. It will prosper in the thing which the Lord pleases. The word of God, which we declare unto you this day, that on this day, 6:13, the enemy begins to fall before you. Like Dagon fell before the ark, and like Haman fell before Mordecai, so shall all the forces of darkness, all the wicked plans of the enemy fall before you in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to pray over this room right now. Glory to God. And if you think that this is, you know, coincidence, think again. There's no coincidence with the Lord. The Lord called for it point blank. And you are here in this room for a reason, to receive this blessing. Hallelujah. This is not a blessing, you know, that we just make up. God called you here to receive. And we can't buy it from the Lord. Freely we have received, freely we give. You can't buy this from the Lord. The Lord gave it to you freely. Because he already, it's not free. Somebody paid for it, but you get it for free. Jesus paid for it. You know, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisements of our peace, they beat him up for your peace. Hallelujah. So that you may have peace by all means. Glory to God. You know, he did all of that. They gave him all those beatings. And by his stripes, you are healed. And ye yourselves, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, ye yourselves know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was the possessor of heaven and earth, and he had everything, yet he gave it up for you, that you, through the exchange that he made, gave up his riches, became poor for your sakes, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. And you yourself know how that God has highly exalted him, according to Philippians 2, 5 to 9. Let this mind, he said, be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Even though he was possessor of heaven and earth, and he was the very image and full expression of God, he put all that aside and took upon him the form of a servant, became obedient even unto death. The death of the cross, which is a shameful death, did all of that for you. Glory to God. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him. And we now have his name to use for our victories. Glory to God. And Jesus declared and said, you know, all power in heaven and on earth is given to me. At one time, the devil bragged to Jesus that it was his. He said, look, he took him up on a pinnacle, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment. That was a vision. Gave a vision to Jesus. Showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And said, all these things will I give unto you because it is mine. All you got to do is fall down and worship me. You could never do that. You could never get the Lord to do that. You know. And the Lord put him in his place. But Jesus had a plan. Jesus didn't argue with the devil that the devil didn't own those things. Of course the devil did. He had the audacity to tell Jesus that all these things are delivered unto me. Jesus didn't argue. Because indeed they were delivered unto him. Because whosoever you yield yourselves, you know, to obey his servants, you are whom you obey. And so they yielded themselves to obey the word of the devil over the word of the Lord from the garden. And so they became his servants. So everything they had turned over to the devil. The devil was right. But Jesus had a plan. And he had, you know, the ransom of the world. I'm going to pay it with my life. Hallelujah. My life is what I will give for the ransom of the world. And he paid the ransom. The devil had the whole world kidnapped, if you will. You know, and those of you who live in certain countries like Nigeria, Colombia, you know, Mexico, and some of these other places, you know, they hear about kidnappings all the time, you know. So, hey, the devil hijacked the world, got everything, and Jesus didn't argue with him, but he had a plan. And when he paid the ransom, that's it. The devil had to let go. He couldn't do anything more, you know. The Lord, he went down and whooped that devil. Oh, my goodness. He whooped him, presented to him the ransom that was paid. Whooped him, handcuffed him, got from him the keys of hell and death. Led captivity captive. My goodness. Put the devil in his place. And we have the victory now. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, look to your people today. And I declare over everyone that's in the room, I say to you that this day, prophetic 613, Dagon is falling before the ark of the Lord in your life. And that's the presence of God. I declare unto you also that Haman is falling before you, and the Lord will make him serve the tables. God will turn the tables. The psalmist said, the Lord prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Well, and I say to you, not only in the presence of your enemies, God now makes your enemies to serve you on that table. Praise God. You know, what the devil meant for evil, your would-be destiny destroyers, God turned them around to be destiny helpers. You know, whether they know it or not. God is the one that's orchestrating that for you. So here's what I'm going to do very quickly, very, very quickly. You know, and we prayed for people about a couple of days in the room ago, but, you know, I wasn't even thinking of doing this today. But since I'm here and since I'm doing it, put up your hand quickly if you want me to release this thing to you. And you just stay that there. You know, sometimes when we say put up your hand, people don't want to because they think we're going to bring them to the stage. I'm not bringing you to the stage. But just put up your hand because I am going to release this thing that the Lord gave me on this day. Prophetic 6:13 is for you. So put up your hand and I'm going to pray. I'm going to ask the Lord to look at the hands that I raised. And God brought you in this room for a reason today. You know, praise God. The wind of the Holy Spirit probably swept you in here. But one way or another, it was a divine appointment. You know, as I told you, I was set on preaching a different thing today. I'd even posted it. Some of you might even have seen it. And I changed it this morning because Holy Ghost said, mm-mm. You know, today you're going to go there and say prophetic 6:13. And I'm like, what is that? And he gave me the scripture and I said, wow, wow. So let me say to you one more time. If you are in this room right now, you are here for a reason. The enemy that has held something back from you or plotted something against you, whatever it is, today he begins to fall. As it was spoken then in Esther chapter 6 and verse 13, so let it be this day, 6:13, that the enemy begins to fall. This is the beginning of your victory, saith the Lord. On this very day, and I don't know why the Lord chose this day to do it, to say this. You know, known unto him are his ways. Who has been the instructor? I mean, known the mind of the Lord to be his instructor. You can't do it. You cannot do it. You're not going to instruct the Lord what he wants to do. He will do what he wants to do when he wants to do it, and we thank him for his mercy and his grace. Now, I want you, those of you who have your hands raised, thank the Lord for being mindful of you. That's right. He was mindful of you because this was for you. That's the reason he brought you here to be a part of this. Somebody may have pinged you in, but nonetheless, you know, you came. You know, you might not have come. You might even have, you know, looked at the room and didn't want to come. You know, but you are here. And it is a designed appointment for you, between you and the Holy Spirit today. And the Lord will put the word in my mouth today. Let, O Lord, I'm going to begin to pray for you now. Let, O Lord, my tongue today be as the pen of a ready writer. Let the doctrine that has gone out of my mouth today be like honey out of the, you know, honeycomb. Let it be like the dew out of heaven. It will bring a time of refreshing to the people of God. Now, so I want you to zero in your mind, the thing that you are presenting before the Lord. Now, don't just come empty-handed. Come with something specific that you are believing God for. That's right. You know, be specific now. Because we're going to release. Because the Lord said, declare prophetic 6:13. My goodness. And then I looked at the calendar and I said, wow. And, you know, I looked at this verse and I said, wow. You know, so prophetic 6:13. I declare unto you by the word of the Lord that your would-be destiny destroyers, your would-be barriers that the enemy put in front of you, this day, those things begin to fall before you. They cannot prevail against you. Because if you be the seed of the Lord, then these uncircumcised Philistine, and this man called Haman, and this work of man's hands called Dagon or Dagon,
cannot
stand up to the ark of the Lord. And so they begin to fall before you today. Hallelujah. The promises that God has given you are the enemy and withheld. You know, he said, the Lord showed me Joshua, the high priest in Zechariah chapter 3, standing at the right hand of God, standing before the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. I mean, when the Lord brings you in for favor, that devil will be there trying to resist you. Make sure it doesn't happen. And so that thing, that enemy of righteousness in your life, that contradiction to the promise of God, that God promised you something, all kinds of contradiction come up that it will not be. God promises you divine health, and then all of a sudden you get an evil report. You know, God promises you, you know, you will not be alone, but you find yourself alone. You're praying for a husband or a wife, but you can't find one, and they are not coming. God promised you all kinds of things. He said, none shall be barren. And then you say, well, but I don't have a child, just like, you know, Abraham did. Well, all of those things begin to change today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your head will no longer be bowed. Your head will now be raised up. He said, glory to God. He said, blessed be the Lord, my glory and the lifter up of my head. So, Father, look at the hands that are raised before you today. They are raised, and Lord, you carry them, Lord, and you raise them up in the name of Jesus. And as we declare your word unto them, so let it be. Prophetically, we declare to every one of you, I raise your hand in here, and even those that will listen later on, I declare to you in the name of the Lord on this day, 6:13, that by the words of Esther 6:13, because you are the seed of the Lord, the enemy that have come up against you has begun to fall. And it cannot prevail against you, but it will surely fall before you in the name of Jesus. And whatever the mountain is, who art thou, O great mountain? The Lord said, before Zerubbabel, hallelujah, thou shalt be made to become a plain. Well, before every one of these people that are here with their hands raised, glory to God, the devil has lost the fight in the name of Jesus. So, you great mountain, who are you? You know, who are you? I see the hands that are raised, but more importantly, God sees them. You know, God sees the hands that are raised. I begin at the stage. I know my wife's hands are raised, even though she's on the stage. Her hands are raised. I see Santan, your hand is raised. I see you, Michelle, your hand is raised. You know, Elaine, your hand is raised. And for those of you who are not raising your hands, maybe you don't know how, your hand is raised as well. You know, Stasholakwe, you are there. I don't see your hand raised, but I raise the hand for you. I see Mary, the hand is raised. Kolapo is raised. Praise. You know, Prim. You know, Julia, Elisha, Heather, and Olunife. Wow. You know, Lola and Chioma. My goodness. You know, and Grace and Nicole and Freibert and Alexis and Veronica and Queen. And Duke and Titi Layo. I see that your hands are raised. Rebia and Okay and Adama, you know, I see that your hands are raised. I see Baraka, that your hands are raised. Fumi, I see your hand is raised. And in fact, I am raising my hand on behalf of everyone that will listen in later on. And I raise my hands on behalf of some of our regulars that are normally in this room, but for whatever reason could not be here today. I raise my hand on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Now, the Lord hear you even now. The day of trouble is rolled back. That's right. It's rolled back. Jesus said, roll back the stone. Glory to God. And he said, well, he's been there 4 days. Now he stinketh. Jesus said, did I not say unto you, if you would only believe, you'll see the glory of God. Roll back the stone. Glory to God. Roll back that day of trouble. Now, I declare unto you a day of glad tidings. I declare unto you the times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. That the enemy begins to fall before you on such a day as this. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to pray for somebody. I see Anne is here. God bless you. Thank you for joining. I want you to pray for somebody. Now, look around the room. If you see somebody that should be here, that are usually here and are not here, put their name in the mix. Remember, when Job prayed for his friends, that's when the Lord turned his captivity. So right now, I want you to pray for somebody. Look to the person, look on the screen and see the person that's above you. See the person that's to your left. See the person that's to your right and pray for them. And then imagine in your mind somebody that should be here that is not here. Just imagine they are here as well and pray for them, because everybody must partake of this. Glory to God. You know, sometimes the Lord said, well, you miss the day of your visitation. I don't want anybody to miss. But that's what happens. You know, sometimes you may just miss, and it may be the day that you are not there. You know, but nobody will miss this. Hallelujah. But the Lord called for it. So I want you to take a few minutes and pray for all these people that you see in the room, above you, on your left, and on your right. Take a few minutes. And now I'm going to pray for somebody else too that's not here. I'll think about them. The Lord bring them to my mind, and I'll pray for them. Hallelujah. And Lord, I pray for everyone. Glory to God. That should be here. That is not here at the moment. I pray for those whose hands should be raised that are not raised at the moment. That this day, prophetic 6:13, if you be of the seed of the Jews, the Lord said, through the mouth of even, you know, the would-be destroyers, they're the very ones that pronounced the blessing. If Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, Esther 6:13, just prophetically for today, 6:13. If Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews that you are plotting to destroy, before whom now you have begun to fall, you will not prevail against him, and you will surely fall before him. And may that be a declaration over you today. I declare for you that if you be the child of God, hallelujah, then all the Hamans, and we saw also how Dagon fell before the ark, and all the Dagons that are in your life, or Dagon, today they begin to fall. Hallelujah. Will not prevail against you, but shall fall before you. Of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now, pray for those around you for just a few minutes and let the Lord hear your voice for someone else. Don't even pray for yourself right now, but present to yourself, to the Lord, your situation. Just present it, but take time to pray for someone else. You know, and because you're praying for someone else, the Lord will turn your captivity just like he did Job's. When he prayed for his friends. Hallelujah. Now I pray, Lord, for everyone whose hands are raised, everyone that someone is praying for in this room, whether it's the person, you know, above them or to their left or to their right, or whether it's someone they looked and said should be here or is not here, or whether it's someone that doesn't even come here, but their mind has gone to them to pray for them. Wherever they are today and whomsoever they are, we lift everyone up before the Lord. on such a day as this. That, O Lord, which you have spoken with your mouth, prophetic 6:13, today, let it be fulfilled by your mighty hand in the lives of your children as it is this day, to the glory of your name. Now let the stone be rolled back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Lord says, the Lord commands spiritual handcuffs on the satanic hands that are trying to cover the flame that's shining for your life. That's a burning flame. Represents the power of God. But the devil's hands trying to cover it, and we put spiritual handcuffs over it in Jesus' name. Now, that mountain that's before you, that the enemy said, hey, you're not going anywhere. You know, I'm going to block your way. Well, you know, who art thou, O great mountain? Before each of these hands that are here raised this day, you shall be brought down and be made a plain. And the people of the Lord, the ransom shall go forth. Glory to God. They shall come and go. They shall come and they shall go. They shall come in, they shall go out with joy. They will go out with joy, be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you into singing. Even the ground will sing underneath you. Glory to God. And the trees of the field, all of them, God will line them up to celebrate your success. Clap their hands for you. In the name of Jesus, according to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55 and verse 12, so let it be. And moreover, God will turn all the things that are contrary, he will turn them around. Beginning this day, on such a special day, because he called for it. Instead of the thorn shall come forth a pleasant tree. Hallelujah. Instead of the bramble bush or the briar shall come forth a myrtle tree. That's a pleasant tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name. Remember that the Lord's name is at stake here. Glory to God. His word is his bond and his name is his reputation. So Lord, I put your name at stake today because I spoke in the name of the Lord. And I said, the Lord said, now, if the Lord did indeed say, then your name is at stake. Now, in the lives of all the people that are here today, watch over that word, Lord, to perform it. Watch over your name. Remember, Lord, it's your name that's at stake here. But we've spoken in the name of the Lord. And, you know, the devil has heard it. The devils have heard it too. And your name is at stake. And these are your children. The people of your pasture. The sheep of your hand. And they are the citizens in your kingdom. And your kingdom's name is over them. And so the health of these people reflect on your name. Glory to God. The prosperity of these people, Lord, reflect on your name. I mean, the goodness in the lives of these people reflect on your name. So you got to stand up for your name, sake in the lives of these people, that all the people around them may know and see that the Lord is good. And they may say, what great thing the Lord has done for them. Hallelujah. And so your people begin to sing, that thing which we have waited for has come to pass. Come and see what the Lord has done. The people begin to see, rise up my soul. Because the Lord has been good to me. Thank you, Father. The crown of glory is upon your head now. The element of disappointments, the element and tokens of the liars, disappointment and fear, you know, and failure and loss, you know, and all kinds of negativity, and that brings people into captivity, they are turned back today. In the name of Jesus. Wherefore, step forth in faith. For it is the Lord that doth go with you. He will not fail thee. And he will not forsake thee. Hallelujah. And his word shall not fail. I give you, Lord, praise. I give you, Lord, glory and honor. Somebody put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.